Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Seif Gimel, page 438. 438 in the Dirshim Mishneh Berurahs. Mavoi Sheyesh Loi Shalosh Mechitzos Uparitz Mitzad Revi'i, Hitiru Belechi. Everyone knows this from the Sechta Erevin. We have a Mavoi. The Mavoi has three sides. And we know the Mavoi, what opens up into a Mavoi? Courtyards. And the courtyards are bottom. So there's a whole process. Page 438. Page 438, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, second line from the top. Amavai Shayesh Lai Shalosh Mechitzos Uparitz Mitzad Revi. The fourth side is completely open. Hitiru Belechi. All one needs to do in order to carry inside. The Mavi Chazal here have given us a leniency. We need four walls. You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. All you need, then the reason why we mentioned, the reason why we are so lenient, we are more lenient by a Mavli than a Chotzer. A Chotzer, a Lechi, is not necessarily enough. The rules of a Lechi in a Chotzer are more stringent because no one actually lives in the Mavli. People live in their homes, which are in the courtyard. So what is the tikkun that is required for the Mavli? One needs to put up a Lechi. What is a lechi? So Rashi, the Ramah tells us in the parentheses, Perush, Targum HaKeresh Shoechad Lucha Chada. A keresh. Just like the Mishkan, they were crushing. So keresh means a board. A board is put up on the side of the Mavi. Sha'avya V'rachvay Kol Shehu. That is the leniency of a Mavi. You do not need the thickness of the lechi to equal a tefach, like one requires in a... Well, I think you need three tefachim. Let's review. If in the courtyard, the requirements are three tefachim. A mavi, the requirement is only one. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah was very good. Explains this concept very clearly. Mishnah was sifkad yud gimel. Hitiru lechi. The af. This is good. And it's very good. Good. Very important Mishnah Berurah. The af. The b'chatz. You can learn the entire masechta erevin. You'll never figure this out. This is something which is brought out very clearly here, only in the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Gimel, Hitiru Lechi, V'avti B'chatzer B'inan Davka Pas Roch of Arba Tzvachim. Did we not learn a few days ago that if one has a courtyard, meaning inside the courtyard there is a bais, and you want to carry inside the courtyard, you want to leave your home, and you want to carry in the courtyard, and the courtyard has three walls, but it's missing the fourth wall, the tikkun in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch requires tikkun of a board that is four Tzvachim wide. V'yav b'chatzer b'inan davka pas tzvach of arba tzvachim. How could it then be that in the mavu you only require a board that is the width of a mashahu? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Ha'cha hekilu chachamim, here the chavu will linyit, v'atam shekol shu osu yoyser l'dira, anything which is more residential, ul'tashmishe hatsnea, private use, tzorich michitzos yoyser gemuros. The more residential the area, the stricter the requirements are for real walls. Ulefichach hachatzeros, the courtyards, shedarkon shel balibatim l'shtamesh b'chem yosef b'tashmishe hatznea v'lechol. People in the court, those who live in the courtyards, they eat in the courtyard and they do private activities. Tzrichos mechitzos seim liyos yosef gemuros. They need better mechitzos. Sheyesh shem rishos hayochid aleim. Mehamivaos, more so in contrast to the alleyways, she'ein mishtamshim mochem b'tashmishe hatznea. People do not do private activities in the mavui because it's open to the rishus sarabim. Olafir lever chazal relaxed the requirements of mechitzos in the mavui. Dai b'mavui belechi. V'ayin l'kman sif chavav shezeu davka she'ein rocha pischa yosem esa amos. We have to remember that the chazal were generous, they were very lenient, and allowed us to put up a lechi that is the size of a mashahu in a mavui is only where the opening of the mavui is within 10 amos. That's between 15 and 20 feet. But if the opening, the fourth wall of a mavi is open more than 10 amos, a lechi, that is the width of a mashu, is not sufficient. One requires a full-fledged tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber. That's very important, so we have to remember. So the shir is kolshu. All you need the size is kolshu. She'amidu b'pesach ha-mavi b'yir gavai. After talking, the height of the lechi must equal 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is not very tall. could be probably 4 feet. Is certainly probably that's already more than 10 tzvachim. When we call davar sheyasenu kosher, you can make a lechi from any material, even afil mibaleichem. You can use an animal. If you have an animal, you tie the animal down to the side of the wall. That's also sufficient. You tie it with ropes to the opening of the mavui. From pegs which come outside of the wall. The inyan shein yachol lirbot, so that the animal cannot bend down. If the animal bends down, then the animal will the height of 10 tefachim will have been diminished, and then it is not a kosher lech. Kedesh lo yismayit gavah me'asar tefachim. Ve'afilu kosher sham odam nami havilach yechidish. Even if a person, a human being, is tied down to the side of the wall as a lechi, that is also sufficient. Okay, so that pretty much concludes the main part of Sif Gimel Sif Dalet. Im yesh ktsas kosher b'ruch revi. Now this is very interesting. Remember, we learned a few times that there's a din of lishma when it comes to mechitzas. We discussed this in many different applications. For example, where we had the case where there was a wall, and the wall was built to contain what the avabayis, and there are four walls, and then on Shabbos the fourth wall opens up and it's breached to another area. So you want to use the inner walls of the house to enclose this area because the fourth wall, the wall of the house, has fallen down. So we learned that you're not allowed to carry in that area on the outside on Shabbos because the walls, when Shabbos began, were only built for the inside of the house. They were not built to shelter the outside, the courtyard, the outer area. The walls that enclose an area, we take into consideration what they were originally constructed for. They were constructed to enclose this area and not meant to enclose another area, and then suddenly on Shabbos the situation changes. They're not considered halachic walls to enclose another area. So here is where we have the same type of situation. We have a mavui, and the mavui at one point in time had four walls, and the wall has collapsed. However, there is some small amount of wall that has left over from the original fourth wall. And can that extension be considered a lechi? So you would say no.
L'chayr,
what? It's left over. It's less one tefach. Oh, that's what we're going to discuss. So we just finished learning. That's the very last one we're going to discuss right now. We'll read the Ber Halacha in a moment. But we just finished learning. When it comes to a mavui requires a lechi, the width of a mashu. When it comes to a courtyard, a chotzer, we're very strict. We require that the lechi equal the size of four tefachim. Right? Because a chotzer is a residential area. We're very strict with the requirements of the fourth wall. We have three complete walls. We have no fourth wall. And you want to enclose the fourth wall. And you want to use a lech. You don't want to make it. Today we don't do this. Today, the reason why we don't do this pretty much is because today our courtyards are so big, are larger than 15 feet. We live in a very big world. We're very spoiled. We have very large open spaces. And a lech and a koira do not help if the area is larger than 10 amos. So you cannot never today see someone be misaking in a courtyard or some type of enclosure with a lechi or a korah. But Mikra Hadin, if you have a courtyard that has three walls and the fourth wall is missing, and you want to enclose the fourth wall halachically, chotzer, a courtyard, not a mavui, you need a board that's four tzvachim wide to stand at the edge of one of the walls, and that will halachically enclose the area. Now, what happens? Now, let's talk about a mavui. A mavui, we're more lenient. You don't need a board that is four tefachim wide. It's sufficient to have a board that is a mashu. The smallest width is sufficient to enclose the area. Correct? That's what we just finished learning. We are more lenient with regard to a mavui than a chatzar because a mavui is not a residential area. New case. We have a mavui. Once upon a time, this mavui had four walls, four real walls, and the fourth wall collapsed. But it didn't completely collapse. The small remnant of the original wall that is still present, and that wall, the Mechaber says, is the size of a tefach. So there are two issues. First of all, can we use this extension as a valid lechi? Why would you suggest not? It was not built l'shem lechi. It was originally constructed as a real bona fide mechitza. The mechitza collapsed. This is just a remnant. It was not put in position l'shem lechi. Maybe it should not serve as a halachic lechi. If you need a wall, you have to have a real wall. A real wall is Oy made meruba. The majority has to be solid material. You don't have that here. And as far as making a lechi, maybe we should require the lechi, it should be put l'shem lechi, not just some accent that just left over. Along comes the mechaber, and he says that it's okay, although it was not put here l'shem lechi, being that it's one tefach thick, it's okay. And right away, what should be a big red flag in your mind when you read this mechaber? Why did the mechaber say that the remnant should be a tefach? Being that we just finished showing that when it comes to a mavli, all you need is a shear of a mashahu, in a chotzer, the shear is for tvachim. In a mavli, the shear is a mashahu. Now we're dealing with a situation where the wall collapsed and we have left over from the previous, what used to be a wall, a small amount. It can serve as a lechi, even though it was not constructed l'shem lechi, it was constructed l'shem lechitza, and the mechitza fell down. But that's okay, it should be sufficient, even if it's only a mashahu. Yet the mechaber says, sheyehebay roichav tefach. So let's see the Mishnah Bura. Mishnah Bura, you test, very sure Mishnah Bura. Ayin v'ber halacha. So let's see the ber halacha. Ber halacha is the last two words on the page, on the side, on the right side, the ber halacha. Uvilvad sheyehebay, and then it goes on to the next page, roichav tefach. Hamachaber ozel l'shitas of the pasak lel gam l'in chotzer. And he reminds us, let's take a step back. We learned in the previous siman, if we have a courtyard has three walls. The fourth wall is completely open. How are we can be masaking the courtyard? So we already discussed, we put up a board that's four tefachim wide. There's another solution. What's the other solution? You don't need a board that's four tefachim wide. You can put a small board on one side and another lechi on the other side. A double lechi is also sufficient to enclose the chotzer. The mechaber said, what is the shear of the lechi on both sides? A tefach each. Each one must be a tefach. So it's for you. You have a choice. Either a single lechi that's four tefachim wide, or a double lechi, each one is a tefach wide. That's what the mechaber said. Along came the Mishnah Berura, and the Mishnah Berura said, lav dafka. I disagree with the mechaber. When the mechaber said that if you want to have a double lechi, each lechi must be one tefach wide, I disagree. It's sufficient if each lechi is a mashahu. If you have a single lechi, I agree. It must be four tefachim wide. But if you're going to use a double lechi, don't take the mechaber seriously and require each of the posts of the double lechi to be a tefach. It's sufficient if it's a mashahu. Along comes now the Ber Halacham and says the reason why the mechaber said that if the wall collapsed and if the wall collapsed, all you have left is a small amount, it has to be at least a tefach, because the mechaber is going l'shitas on the previous sim when it comes to the chotzer, that when you have a double lechi in the chotzer, it has to be a tefach. So also you need to have a tefach. But remember, I disagreed. I told you that when you're dealing with a double tefach, a double lechi, you don't need a tefach. A mashu is sufficient. Here also I disagree. It's enough if the remnant of the fourth wall is the size of a mashahu. That's what he says. Hamachaber ozel l'shitasa. The pasak lel gam l'nyin chotzer. The benish d'shtayer min hapirat sabinin shehei davka pashal tevach mikan l'kan mikan mikan. The chomer hadaver yosem im also pasin l'chatchil l'sagi mashahu. And it's more chomer. The case. I'm sorry. I didn't. I wasn't 100% accurate. When the mechaber there said that you need a tefach, that's going in a situation where the wall collapsed. The case where the chotzer, not the mavud, the chotzer originally had four walls. The fourth wall collapsed, but you do have left over on each side a small amount. The mechaber said, as long as you have a tefach on each side, it is okay. But there, ulefizeh, the mishmer goes further. Just like there, I disagree. Ulefizeh, lefima shehichranu leel. We decided previously, ledina mikama rishonim deloy chomer nishtayim im osta lechatchil v'sagi b'mashu. I disagree there, and I was of the opinion that you don't need that you have a tefach. It's enough to have even a mashu. Hu hadin be in your neinu. The same thing is true in our situation. Here as well, when it comes to a mavui, which is lenient, more lenient than a chotzer, where you only need to have a single lechi, and the situation where the wall collapsed, it's sufficient to have also just a mashu. Of course, that this was there from before Shabbos. Now, then let's skip the brackets. The hinei, but levush mashu no, disagrees. He disagrees. So that's what comes out of here, the different opinions. Let's review all the different opinions. Let's just a summary of what we have. We have the yesod that there's a difference between a residential area and a non-residential area. A chatz is a residential area. Generally there we're more machmir. Mavi, we're more lenient. Now, what is an example of where we are more machmir in a residential area than in a mavoi? Chatzin over a mavoi. When you're missing the fourth wall, what do you need to be misaking the fourth wall? If you're only going to use a single post, a one lechi, it must be at least four tvachim wide. If you're going to use two posts, each post lechatchil, according to all opinions, can be the size of a mashahu. If you initially put up a post on both sides, l'shem lechi. However, what happens if you did not construct the post on each side? The post came there indirectly because the wall collapsed and there was something left over. The mechaber is machmir in this situation. Since you did not construct this lechi, it was not built l'shma, it came mimela, came there as a leftover from another wall, it must at least be a tefach on each side. The Mishnah Brura brought a whole list of Rishonim that disagrees. There's no difference between constructing the lechi lechatchila or where the lechi remains after the wall collapsed. It is sufficient if it is only a mashal. Now we go the next step. We come into the mavli. The mavli, we start off one notch down. You don't need to have a double lechi. All you need for a mavli is a single lechi. What's the size of a single lechi? A mashahu. Now, what happens if once upon a time there was a wall enclosing the mavli and the wall collapses and all we have left is a small amount? We have the same achlekes. According to the mechaber, it must at least remain with the size of a tefach. And the Mishnah Berurah says this really depends on what we learned before. Before we learned that many rishonim disagree, even when it collapses and you have a leftover, it's a mashu is sufficient. Here as well, a mashu will be sufficient. But then he says you should be aware. Not everyone agrees that the case of the mavli is a direct parallel to the case of the chotzer. It can very well be that by the chotzer, where the wall collapses and you have your two lechis on each side, there a mashu is enough. But a mavli, being that already we're so lenient, we only require one lechi, we don't require a double lechi. If the wall collapses, it could be everyone will agree to the mechaber that in this instance, when the wall collapses, you must have left over a tefach, and a mashu is not enough. Okay, that's a synopsis of all of these general of these rules. Let's go to the next sif. Sif hey, lechi. The lechi must be strong. The e noshev bezika loymatzi koy loy chashev lechi. If a wind would blow and the lechi would collapse, it's not in halacha considered a lechi. Period. Vav tzarich shelo yehei halechi rochok menakosel shelo shatvachim. And this is very interesting. The lechi may not be at a distance of three tefachim from the edge of the wall. The lechi should be put right up against the wall. Now, don't look at these pictures, or different pictures. That's not our discussion. The lechi, if you go back, you want to see a picture, so go back to the previous page, on page 438, you see a regular mavli, you see there a lechi right along the wall. It has to be right up against the wall. If there's a gap between the lechi and the wall of more than three tefachim, it is invalid. Now, let's... What? But that's the Torah of Pesach. These pictures discussed on the entire. These are Torah of Pesach.
You need a connection between.
No. You only need two. You only need one. This is a Torah of Pesach. This is going. He's talking. He's bringing down a case from the Chazanish. He's going off. He's going on a tangent on the Dirshu. This is not the case of the Shulchan Aruch. All you need. Turn back to the previous page. Go to where it's page 438. And then you see on the left, that's all you need. You have a mavui, you have the alleyway, you have the chatzeros opening into the mavui, and you have a lechi, and the one lechi right up against the wall. That's all you need. The lechi need not be higher than 10 tefachim, and it's against the wall, and you're in business. And over here, it appears to be pretty thick, pretty wide. You don't need to be so wide. It's sufficient, even if it's a mashu. The only time there's an issue, if the lechi has to be one tefach, is if there was a wall there originally, and the wall collapsed, and you're left over with a small amount. Now we discuss different opinions, if you need that lechi to be a tefach, or it's sufficient if it's even a mashu. Fine. Now we have a new case. We don't have pictures for this case. Let's say you just that you move it further into the center, and there is a gap of 3 tefachim between the edge of the wall and the lechi. If it's 3 tefachim or more, then the lechi is invalid. Now let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses different scenarios, and this goes back and touches upon something that we learned a few days ago about bittul, oimed meruve, and applying the principle of bittul. Take care. Good day. So we have here, let's see, Seif Vav. Was it Chaf Beis? Seif Katan Chaf Beis. Tzaruch Shalo Yehe Yesh, Oim Sam Seif Shatam Yishun, the Osi Aviro, the Haigisa, U the Haigisa, Umavat Linalei. Okay? This goes back to the old principle. Remember we discussed this principle of Bittul in Erev, where Oimed merube alaparitz in height. Remember we discussed the case where you have, again, let's say the height of the mechitza must be 10 tefachim. So let's review those examples. What happens if the mechitza is, there's a gap from the ground until the bottom of 3 tefachim? So that's clearly invalid because animals can penetrate. Anytime you have a gap of 3 tefachim from the ground until the first section of the wall, that is not called a mechitza. Mechitza shagdim boikim ba. Animals can penetrate. That's a mechitza. Let's say it's less than 3 tefachim, but we have a gap. We have a small rope less than 3 tefachim, and then we have a gap we have to have oimed meruba. So we have to have at least 6. So we have 1 tefach on the bottom, and we have 5 tefachim on the top. So how much would the gap? Would the gap be 3? Be 5. Let's say we have 5 on top. From 10 tefachim going down, we have 5. That's half. Then we have a gap of 3. That's 8. And then we have 1. That's nine, and then we have another 1 tefach on the ground. In that situation, what was the problem? The problem was bittul. Anytime you have 3 tefachim of empty space in a wall, and beneath it is less than 3 tefachim, you have solid material that's less than 3 tefachim. The halacha says that the airspace that is larger than 3 tefachim is mevatel, nullifies the solid material that is less than 3 tefachim. This was a principle that we discussed in detail last week or the week before. If you have airspace, although everything else working in your favor, the majority of the height is solid material. So you fulfill the requirement of oimed merube. You always must have more solid material than airspace. You fulfill that requirement. But the wall is constructed in a way where at some point there is 3 tefachim of empty, 3 tefachim of empty space, and beneath it is a solid section that's less than 3 tefachim. The airspace that's more than 3 tefachim is mevatel, nullifies the solid section of the wall that's less than 3 tefachim. It's as if it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, you no longer have your oimed merube. So the same exact principle will be applied in this situation. If we have a lechi, and the lechi is more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, and the lechi is, let's say, 1 tefach, to make this argument's sake, is 1 tefach, or it can be even less, then the problem is the 3 tefachim on the left and the wide open area on the right will be mevatel the lechi. In order not to mevatel the lechi, at least on one side, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. So we have our wall going this way. We have the lechi, but between the wall here and the lechi, there is 3 tefachim. The lechi is less than 3 tefachim, so the 3 tefachim here and the wide open space here will nullify this section here, which is less than 3 tefachim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's the logic. Now, if that logic is correct, there's a major nafkamina. There's a major leniency which we could extrapolate. Let's say your lechi is wider than 3 tefachim. You have a gap that's more than 3 tefachim. Okay, it's exactly 3 tefachim. Your lechi happens to be 4 tefachim. Make believe the lechi is four tefachim wide, and the gap between the wall and the lechi is exactly three tefachim. And from here to here, whatever, it's five amos. In this case, it will be kosher. Kosher, it's mutter. Why? You don't have the problem of bittul. The only time you have the problem of bittul is when the area on your left and the area on the right is both, each one itself is more than the width of the lechi itself. But in this instance, the lechi is four tefachim, and the open space on the left is only three tefachim. So there's no bittul. At least no bittul on one side. When there's no bittul on one side, you're already in business. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If the lodge, we have to understand what the Mechaber says, don't ever distance your lechi more than three tefachim. Period. Enters the Mishnah Berurah. Why not? Simply the reason is because bittul. Just like we learned bittul dealing with the horizontal space in the wall, there's a problem of bittul dealing with the vertical space in the wall. If you're going to distance more than three tefachim is a significant area which triggers the rules of bittul. If you have an open space here, an open space here, the lechi will become bottom. Wait a minute, but if that's correct, if we will have a lechi that's more than three tefachim, then we will not apply the rule of bittul. Let's see if we're inside. And will nullify the solid material. If this is correct, because it's wider, the lechi is wider than the open space on its side, so the principle of brittle will not operate in this situation. Period. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the only reason. Sometimes that's not the reason. The reason that's not the way Chazal enacted the rule of lechi. The lechi is a mechitza, and built in the way the lechi is a mechitza is where it's up against the wall. Within three tefachim is lavud. More than three tefachim is not lavud. It has nothing to do with bittul. Even though you will construct a case where the rules of bittul will not operate, it does not make a difference. This is not what Chazal had in mind when they enacted a takana of a lechi. So you have two different mahalchim here. It's a very interesting halacha with two different mahalchim to explain how this works. Okay, let's go further. Now he discusses what you mentioned with Tzuras HaPesach pictures. Let's see what he says over here. Different interesting scenarios. Chav Gimel. Sif Katan Chav Gimel is part of the Sivav. Halechi. Vehecha. Shekoyveya Tzuras HaPesach Lomav. So this is very interesting. Let's say you want to be machmir. I don't be machmir. You're dealing in a situation where you're not going to use a lechi. You're going to use a Tzuras HaPesach. Why would you want to use a Tzuras HaPesach? Very simple. If the opening is more than 10 amos. We learned the only time a lechi and korah work is where it's less than 10 amos. Let's say we have a very wide mulva and you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach. But the Tzuras HaPesach, like you see in the picture, like you see the picture here on the bottom, look at the picture on the bottom on the right side. You have the Tzuras HaPesach, so you have two poles and the string on top. But what's the problem with this picture? There's a gap between the posts and the wall. What are the rules? So it's a given. If it's a given that in
both
the...
Both of them, actually.
Both of them are right. Both of them. So it's a given that if the gap between the posts and the wall is less than three tefachim, you have no problem. It's loved. That's no problem. But what happens if the gap is more than three tefachim? So even, let's say, before you look at the Mishnah, what would you say? You would say, let's see. A Tzuras HaPesach pretty much counts as a wall. Right? Does it not? That's really what it's... So this is an open way. This is an entrance. But it's a very powerful... It's a powerful mechitza. The proof is, I mean, we don't follow the Rambam. You could have all four walls at Tzuras HaPesach. Right? We're very lenient in our times. All four walls can pretty much be at Tzuras HaPesach. So it's a pretty good wall. So let me ask you a question. What would happen if you would... Instead of having the Tzuras HaPesach, you construct a real wall. You construct a real wall and you have a gap of five tefachim on the left and five tefachim on the right. Is this called a Rishus Hayach? Can you carry with him? Absolutely. No question asked. Why? Because you have Oymed Meruba. The solid material is more than the open area. And up to an opening of 10 Amos, it's considered a Pesach. If you would replace this Suras HaPesach with a real solid wall, it's as simple as day that this is called a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, and you can carry inside, and even though there are gaps on the left, on the right, those gaps serve as an entranceway. But is that? But is it Suras HaPesach have the same status of a wall? Maybe not. Maybe the Suras HaPesach will apply the rule of Bittul to the posts of the Suras HaPesach. That's a fascinating concept. What is a Suras HaPesach? Is it a virtual solid wall? Or is it Suras HaPesach operate with the same principles as a Lechi? And just like we finished learning that when it comes to a Lechi, where the Lechi is more than three Tvachim away from the wall, and the Lechi is less than three Tvachim, you got on your hands a major problem of Bittul, because Osi Avir de Hagisa Ude Avir, the airspace on the other side, and they will be Mevatel the Lechi. Maybe we apply the same principle when it comes to Atzuras HaPesach. It's true, I agree with you, Atzuras HaPesach is magic. And if you don't chayish for the Rambam, you can make a Tzuras HaPesach all four walls. But at least all four walls must connect. There are no gaps. When you create a gap, we look at a Tzuras HaPesach with the weakness of a Lechi. And a Lechi, once you have an open space of four Tvachim, you're getting yourself into the danger of Avir or the Hagisa, the Hagisa. This is a very practical halacha in modern day Eruvin. When you make a Tzuras HaPesach, must the corners touch? Do the corners have to touch? Are you allowed to have gaps in between different parts of the Tzuras HaPesach? The Tzuras HaPesach here and the Tzuras HaPesach here. If you make a building, if you build a wall, you don't have to have the wall. How are you going to get in and out if you build a wall? If everyone agrees if you have a real wall, you don't have to have the wall touch. You have to have openings, breaches. As long as they're not 15 feet open, those breaches are considered to be a Pesach. But how do we apply that when it comes to a Tzuras HaPesach? That's what the Mishnah Berurah here discusses. Let's just finish this up. It's a very important principle. Halachi. Unbelievable. You don't have to be medactic. Because the Mishnah Berurah says the Hari Poskim Tzuras HaPesach is equivalent to a solid wall. If there's no principle of Bittul, and you're in business. The Tzuras HaPesach Mechitza Gemurihi. Unbelievable. However, V'yesh Poskim that disagree. The svirlu who the ein chilek bein tzuras haPesach lelechi leinyin zeh uveshas hatchak yesh lismeich lehakel. If you go out to a place and they have a tzuras haPesach and you notice that there's a gap in between the two parts of tzuras haPesach and it's more than four tzvachim, you can be mekel veshas hatchak. But for next Shabbos you should be machmir. Unbelievable! This is like yisodos. You should be machmir to treat the tzuras haPesach with the din lechi. There's four tvachim. If there's four tvachim, that's what he's saying. You should put another lechi. It's not good enough. So he's coming to differentiate if there's four or three. Mishnah Berurah says doesn't really make a difference. So he holds it's all the same four and three. But in any event, even three of them, Mishnah Berurah says, "B'shas atchach yikni mekel," whatever the situation is, but at least the chatchila, we have to treat the lechi with the status of the tzuras HaPesach of lechi and apply the principle of osi avir the haigis some vatle, and we have to be careful for that halacha. Okay, so we'll stop here up to Se'if Zayin.